Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
Brewers lost to the Diamondbacks last night 6-2. As everybody knows, they won that first game, absolutely destroyed them by 11 runs. So you got the rubber match today at AmFam Field. And Gabe, I think you said Woody's on the hill?
Woody on the mound today for the crew.
So there was some other news yesterday in addition to the game last night. Jackson Churio and Andrew Vaughn are set to return to the lineup. Their return is expected on Monday. They have both now done their beginning of their rehab assignment with the Sounds. It was last night. And this is obviously a very good thing. We have been talking about how the Brewers need to tread water, just survive, sort of hold on until they get some of their offensive firepower back. Gabe, what is the realistic expectation for this Brewers offense when Vaughn and Churio return to the lineup regularly?
Well, I think everything's just going to start to fall in place and make more sense, right? Like, I mean, right now when you go through the typical lineup, especially when you take a look at it last night, and while I am upset about Will's joke, doesn't mean that the joke wasn't accurate, right? Like, Greg Jones has 3 hits in his career, and he's hitting in the bottom part of that lineup for the Brewers. Joey Ortiz is going to be down there. He's obviously had his struggles, did have a nice hit the other night, which drove in a couple of runs, but it just kind of sends, you know, it kind of sets up that bottom of the lineup to have a little bit more success instead of having guys that you're going, wait, who is this guy? What's going on? So you put Jackson back out in left. You've got Garrett Mitchell, who's been playing well. Sal's been swinging a better bat in right. But it also gives you more versatility because they've tried Gary Sanchez at first base, and that was a disaster. So by getting Vaughn back, you can have Vaughn at first base, and now you can either DH Bowers, or he's got outfield experience if you want a little more pop in the lineup until Yelich comes back. And Sanchez is actually swinging a pretty good bat, so you can still DH him. But it just the lineup is going to make so much more sense and make it deeper once those two guys return to the lineup. And you're not going to have some of those guys who are like, all right, well, just hopefully we get through this inning, get this lineup to turn over, and hopefully the top can do some damage. I think it gives them a more balanced lineup and kind of what we were used to last year with this offense when everybody was healthy, you know, in July and late August and all through September.
What do they do with the pitching? Sproat's not pitching very well.
Yeah, they've got options there. I mean, Robert Gasser's got to get healthy. Logan Henderson's been throwing really well in AAA. So the one thing they do have, Chew, is starting pitching. And if they feel like Sproat isn't going to cut it in the starting rotation, at least this year, they can either move him to the bullpen because they've had bullpen injuries. That was the other thing. Angel Serpa was placed on IL yesterday with left forearm tightness.
And they said it was bad, too.
And Murph said, yeah, he's not expecting him back anytime soon. So he hasn't thrown the ball well. He's got some issues going on. So they bring up a lefty from AAA, and they got to figure that out. But they've got options in terms of starters if they figure that Sproat, because everybody else has really thrown the ball well. Chad Patrick's thrown it well. We've talked about the Miz. Woody's been pretty solid throughout the year. And then, of course, Harrison ended up with 12 strikeouts, you know, the other night.
So is this one of the better divisions in baseball right now, though?
I mean, think. Yeah. Doesn't everybody have a winning record?
They do. They do. Nobody, I believe, in the American League Central has a winning record.
That's correct.
My White Sox are still fighting, though.
I believe every team in the NL Central has a better record than every team in the AL Central. I think that was circulating on social media yesterday. My one hesitation, and it is slight, but it is the devil's advocate here, is I don't want these guys pressing when they come back. I don't want them thinking they need to carry this lineup, they need to carry this roster, they need to carry this offense, and all of a sudden you got Andrew Vaughn out there and Jackson Churio, you know, pressing at the plate, trying to make something happen. I want them to be able to sort of ease themselves back in. So that's why, and I know that this is going to sound hyperbolic, but I actually really, really appreciated the offensive outpouring, the Sal Frelick home run, because it feels like it's there. Right? They haven't done it consistently, but this team can produce runs. Now, they have not. Again, there are some numbers, there are some stats that have indicated they have not done it well. I think I'll have to find what I was reading earlier about the way it compares in the league. But it was, it's again, it's not great. But the point is, I don't want these two guys thinking that, whoa, thank goodness they're back. They can now carry our offensive load for us.
But I don't think it's, oh, they can carry the offensive load. It just kind of balances everything out. Because right now, guys like Bryce Terang, Gary Sanchez, Jake Bowers have to carry William Contreras. Like, well, the top four of that lineup are doing all of the heavy lifting, and this just gives them balance. So I don't think that they're going to feel that pressure, because it's not like they're being entered into a, oh boy, you know, we got nothing here. Thank God these guys are back. No, they have something. It's just the top part of the lineup is doing all of the work, and this is just going to balance everything out.
But that could be why Frelick's pressing.
100%. 100%
because these guys aren't here, and he feels he has to do too much, so maybe he settles in.
And I think that's going to take pressure off of him. So the fact that both of them are coming back on Monday, a little bit longer, I think, than we were hoping for Jackson coming off the broken hand that he suffered in the WBC. A little bit quicker, though, for Vaughn, you know, coming off the broken hammy. We thought it was going to be longer for him than Jackson. So the fact that they're both coming back, and you basically just had to navigate a month without both of them because Vaughn only played opening day, I think they've been able to survive this month.
And still just one game over 500, which we feel like is the definition of surviving without some of these contributors. Here's the stat that I was referencing. MLB.com says, headed into the series against the Diamondbacks, the Brewers ranked 22nd in weighted runs created plus, which is a good overall measure of offensive production. So 22nd in the league. They were 10th in on-base percentage, but ranked 29th in slugging percentage. And I know the numbers don't always tell the story, but I do think that is a good indication of some of the struggles the Brewers have had in the early part of the season. So, Gabe, do you feel like, we talked about how last year, en route to a record-setting win season, they had a couple of stretches where they were able to put together these long streaks of wins. Do you feel like one starts in May, or do you feel like they continue to just, I haven't looked at the schedule to see who they're playing. I'll actually pull that up right now, what the May schedule looks like for your Milwaukee Brewers. But do you feel like this is one of those things where they start to pull ahead a little bit? You see them with 5 games above 500, you know, by the end of the month.
Yeah, I think it's going to, once the offense kind of settles in, as good as the starting pitching is bad, and you know they're going to figure out the back part of the bullpen. Once the offense piece comes around, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh yeah, they're going to win 14 games in a row again, but you're going to be seeing better, more consistent baseball. Maybe it's not winning a bunch of games in a row, but it's winning a bunch of series in a row. Because you start piling those series victories, and those start to pile up over the course of a month, over a month and a half. And I think that's what we're going to be looking at. I think they're going to be in a very good spot when we look up a month from now on Memorial Day, which is really always that first kind of, you know, tent pole of the baseball season. All right, it's Memorial Day. We've played a bunch of games. Where are we at? I think they're going to be in a pretty good spot.
They have series against St. Louis, a couple of series against St. Louis, which again, the Cardinals have been, again, as good as we have talked about that the National League Central has been, the Cardinals have not had a great start to the season either. New York Yankees, Minnesota, Cubs. You've got that series against the Cubs in Chicago, the 18th, the 19th, and the 20th. Dodgers. Well, let's just...
Yeah, they crushed them last year, though.
I was going to say, let's see how we stack up against the Dodgers, the Avengers, if you will. And then they wrap up the month with Houston. So, again, yes, we are about to wrap up the month of April. We're about to start the month of May. It is such good news to be getting these guys back, and it does feel like things will start to fall into place offensively for your Milwaukee Brewers. Anything else we should be paying attention to, Gabe, with the Brew Crew?
Yeah, I mean, I think just kind of taking a look at Sprout and seeing what happens with him. I don't think that his struggles, I don't think, are indicative of how they feel about him long-term. You know, a lot of their guys, whether it was Brandon Woodruff or Corbin Burnes, they kind of went through some bumps in the road before they became the guys they eventually became. He's a young guy. They trust in him. Even if he gets plucked out of the rotation and replaced with one of the other young guys they have, I think he still factors into the long-term plans for this franchise.
I didn't get to catch the beginning of the game, tuned in a little bit later, but MLB.com said that he started out pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it was one inning. I mean, he gave up 4 runs in the fourth, and he was cruising, thought he was going to be, and then a 3-run home run to Arenado that I'm not sure if it's landed yet. May have just landed right before the show started. He was crushed. So, yeah, that's you got to avoid that. You got to avoid those 3-run home runs. You know, if you're going to give them dingers, got to be solo shots.
Gabe?
What's that?
Are you going to the game?
I'm going to the game today.
You can always tell when Gabe's going to the game for the day because he's decked out. He's absolutely decked out. He's got the hat. He's got the t-shirt. He's got the sweatshirt. Did you got the cup as well? Did you even
bring? No, this is my Masters. This is my Masters. This is my because the other one that I had, it had seen better days. So this was like the one thing when I was at Augusta I had to get, because the other Masters one I got in 2019 was paint is chipping off, and yeah, it just wasn't.
I'm not going to lie.
Good spot.
When Jen said cup, I'm like, why would you wear a cup?
I thought the same thing, to be honest.
I mean, you can never be too careful, Chu. Those foul balls come in pretty fast.
Are you playing right field?
If I was playing right field, I wouldn't wear a cup. Tell you that right now.
Have cups changed to the game?
Have cups changed at all?
I mean,
Do they still have holes?
I feel like
them?
I might not be able to weigh in on this conversation, gang.
I don't know. Does Chase wear a cup? Have you seen it? Just around the house, in the bag?
Where, on the counter? Like, just hanging out?
Every once in a while, yeah.
No.
Do the cups now slide into compression shorts,
yeah,
or is
yeah.
it still the old mm-hmm. jock strap?
Yeah, into the compression shorts.
I don't think kids are wearing jock straps.
No, I could not. The last time, it was probably when I was in Little League and caught.
I don't. Are professional players wearing jock straps anymore, or is it mostly just like you said, the compression?
Yeah,
shorts
just the
with
compression
the
shorts. Yeah, because if you're an outfielder, like, there's no reason to wear a cup. I mean, I think the only places you feel like you probably should is catcher.
Maybe third base, too.
Maybe third base, but you're playing far in the back.
Get a bad hop.
Yeah.
Bad bounce. I think we should put that on the Infinity Exteriors poll. Do people still wear jock straps?
I can't imagine. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I think it's a dodo.
They're comfortable.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-mm.
On my men's league team, no one wears
them. When's the last time you wore a jack strap, Jen?
I just said, I've never even worn one. I can tell you that's not comfortable. Because you got the straps that go underneath your butt cheeks, like, you know?
But it keeps it all tight.
Sure.
They're not good for boys. Making boys, sorry.
You know
that's
what?
True story.
No, stop it right now.
It's true.
Stop it right now.
It is true.
Absolutely not.
Science has proven it.
Absolutely not.
According to Chewy's study.
I don't think that's true, actually. I think I've seen that debunked.
It's 1,000.
I think I've seen it debunked.
Chewy saw it on Mythbusters.
Yep.
And they busted
don't
that
boil your balls.
If you, yeah, this is the thing about if temperature, right? Temperature contributes to...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to go. Devoted weight. I did not start it.
You said cup.
You did.
You said
I was
cup.
Literally referring to the cup he is drinking from. You guys jumped to the conclusion that I was talking about an athletic cup.
Fair.
Thank you. If you're chasing big jackpots and nonstop excitement, Potawatomi Casino Hotel is your place to play. With fast payouts, you are right back in the action before you know it. Never miss out on a jackpot. Keep track of jackpot announced with digital billboards around the city and screens all over the casino. They've got 2,600 slot machines, my favorite part of the casino besides the sportsbook, of course, including exclusive straight off the Vegas Strip. We're always bringing you the latest and greatest games to Milwaukee. Whether you enjoy the classic reels or the latest interactive games, there is always something new to discover at the Potawatomi Casino Hotel.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy are back after this on 94.5 ESPN.
If you're buying or building a new home, Great Midwest Banks helps guide you every step of the way. And they have guided us on all of our mortgage needs. Give us a call and say, hey, rates have dropped. You guys want to refi? Absolutely, we do. Thanks for letting us know, Great Midwest Bank. Great Midwest Bank has experienced and local loan officers from start to finish. You can bank with confidence. Great Midwest Bank is your simply local, equal housing lender. See all of their customizable products at greatmidwestbank.com.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Turkey.
Chicken!
Top 8 at 8 is brought to you by Burn Pit BBQ. Premium rubs, sauces, and seasonings.
All right, Gabe, what do we got?
Well, we got a new partner. We got a new sponsor here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Burn Pit Barbecue, bringing you the top 8 at 8 premium rubs, sauces, seasonings made right here in Wisconsin. Grill with confidence. Find them in Walmart stores all throughout the state of Wisconsin, starting to expand outside of Wisconsin as well. Excited for them. Excited that they are here. And whoever gets the last one on the top eight at eight list will get a Burn Pit Barbecue prize pack. So excited about that. So I'll leave it up to you guys. I've got a list of eight things, but I have two different lists. You and Chew guess back and forth. Once you each get one correct, we open it up to the fans at 800-990-3776. Do you guys want to do a football or a baseball list?
What do you think, Chew?
That's baseball season. Go baseball.
Is that you clicking your pen in there? Is that you thinking?
Yeah.
Click, 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 click.
That
click,
wasn't
click.
A pen. That was his brain.
All right. Did we need that, Chew? That felt mean.
He laughed.
All right. Chewy wants baseball.
I am looking for the last eight Brewers who have hit two or more home runs in a game.
Ooh.
The last eight Brewers with two or more dingers in a game.
Okay.
How are we feeling? Are we feeling okay? How about? Oh, look, it. Will's already got collars lined up. They're like, we've seen this movie before. How about William Contreras?
William Contreras, number three on this list, did it on the 10th of August last year, also did it on the 30th of July. So William Contreras, number three.
Yelly.
Christian Yelich did it three times in the span of this list, the most recent being the 15th of August last year. It's number two.
Jackson Churio.
Jackson Churio did it at the beginning of last year on the 6th of April. He is number seven on the list.
Okay, now it gets a little tougher. Let's go Vogelbach.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not anywhere close, so no that's a no.
Well, give me again the date of the seventh one, please.
The 6th of April, 2025. So early last season.
Okay, I just wanted to reiterate that detail.
Yeah.
Information might have helped
minute
ago.
Again, I said it. Said it out loud. Figured giving the dates would be a nice little hint for the folks there.
I think that Bryce Terang might be on this list.
Yeah, Bryce Terang did it this year. He's number one on the list. He did it on the 12th of April this year. So you guys have four. Number one, Bryce Terang. Number two, Christian Yelich. Number three, William Contreras. And number seven, Jackson Churio. Looking for the last eight Brewers with two or more home runs in a game.
Are you out, Chew?
I'm out.
Okay.
The Vogelbach answer kind of. If he was a little closer, I might give him a mulligan.
I could argue you should give him a mulligan because he was so so wrong.
No, Gorman Thomas isn't correct, Chew.
Oh, gosh. Okay, come on. Just out of curiosity, did these all happen within last year? If the bottom one is last year, 2025.
So seven is 2025.
So, but eight?
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
Excellent. Thanks for the assist. How about Reese Hoskins?
Reese Hoskins did it on the 31st of May last year.
Whoa.
He is number six on the list.
I got nothing else.
Not gonna lie, you guys have, you guys pieced them together here. I'm pretty proud of the effort today.
How many are we missing?
Are you missing three? Missing number four, number five, and number eight.
That's a shame.
First base.
Andrew Vaughn.
Sure.
Let's go with Andrew Vaughn.
Andrew Vaughn is incorrect.
All right. 800-990-3776. We are looking for the last eight Brewers to hit two or more home runs in a single game. And we did pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think we should have been able to run that.
No.
It's all,
not a chance.
Oh, okay. I just assumed because it was all within essentially the last year.
Yeah.
It should be fresh in our minds.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, I mean, yeah, you would think. But again, there's no. I did not think at any point that you guys were going to run it. I think you guys getting five of the eight, you should be pretty proud of.
Okay. 800-990-3776. We go out to the phone lines. Let's check in with Brad. He is up first on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top eight at eight list?
I'll try. I'm going to go with Jake Bowers.
Jake Bowers is incorrect. Mm. Incorrect.
Okay. 800-990-3776. Need callers to play top 8 at 8. So we had that one caller who was like, these guys are never going to get this list. And then everybody else is sort of going, oh, scratching my head. 800-990-3776. The last eight Brewers to hit two or more home runs in a single game. We have five of the eight. Need someone to complete the list. 800-990-3776.
Again, just as a refresher, William Contreras at three did it on the 10th of August last season. And then number six, Reese Hoskins, the 31st of May. So you're looking kind of in between there for four and five. And then the last one, Jackson Churio, the 6th of April last year. So either early last season or maybe you have to all go all the way back to 2024.
Okay, that's helpful. What would be more helpful is callers to play top 8.
Again, the winner gets Burn Pit Barbecue prize pack.
Oh, that's right. We've upgraded our prize pack.
Premium rub sauces, seasonings made right here in Wisconsin. Just in time. Hopefully the weather starts turning around. I know it felt great on Tuesday. Not so much yesterday. Not so much this morning. But hey, you're gonna be fired up the barbecue, that smoker. You're gonna want stuff from Burn Pit Barbecue.
800-990-3776. I do have a lot of people guessing on the YouTube stream. I have some folks weighing in on the Carbless talk and text line. You have to call.
You have the number. If you're texting in, you have the number. Just call.
800-990-3776. It looks like Will is taking some calls. It looks like Will has some folks on the line. We've got Mike in West Allis to go to next. Mike, good morning. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Let's give it a shot here. What about Sanchez?
Gary Sanchez is incorrect. Incorrect. No two home run games for Gary this year.
Let's go out to Josh in Heartland. Josh, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Would Willy Adames be number 8 on the list?
Willy Adames is number 8 on the list.
How
he hit two
we
home runs. On the 14th of September of 2024.
Now I'm mad at myself about that. I'm real mad about that. Come on.
So now we just need number 4 and number 5, which we know happened last year between August and May.
You want to keep going?
Well, so now it gets a little tricky. Sal didn't have a two home run game last year, did he?
He did not. Sal did not.
Josh, appreciate you getting us a little closer. Mike and Franklin, you're up next. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
He took mine at Willy Adames. Can you run through the list real quick?
So number 1 is Bryce Turang. Number 2 is Christian Yelich. 3, William Contreras. We need 4 and 5. Reese Hoskins is 6. Jackson Churio is 7. Willy Adames is 8.
Turang
was number 1.
I'm out. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and it's not names you would necessarily think of right away.
Jake in West Bend, you're up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 at 8 list?
Can you refresh the list, please?
Number 1 is Bryce Turang. Number 2 is Christian Yelich. 3, William Contreras. We need 4 and 5. 6 is Reese Hoskins. 7, Jackson Churio. 8, Willy Adames. Looking for the last 8 Brewers with 2 or more home runs in a game.
Have a good day. Well, Blake Perkins hit 2 last year against the Dodgers.
Blake Perkins did hit 2 home runs last year.
Nice.
It was against the Nationals, but yeah.
It was the Nationals.
Yeah, it kicked off the 14-game winning streak. Blake Perkins hitting 2 home runs in that game against the Nats on the 1st of August. So that leaves just one more at number 5.
Hail Mary, Joey O.
Joey Ortiz hit 2 home runs on the 24th of June in 2025. Those are your last 8 Brewers with 2 or more home runs in a game.
Congratulations, you're our big winner this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Will we'll get your information. And what does he win, Gabe?
He wins a prize pack from our friends at Burnt Pit Barbecue. Premium rubs, sauces, and seasonings made right here in Wisconsin.
Pretty good list.
Yeah, you guys were never going to get... You were never going to get Joey or Blake Perkins.
But we should have because they're on the roster currently. Like the Willy Adames one bothers me tremendously because I should have thought in 2024 who was most likely to hit multiple home runs in a game, and the obvious answer was Willy Adames.
What was the football one, Gabe?
Football was the last 8 non-first-round Packers picks to make a Pro Bowl or be named All-Pro.
Jesus.
I thought you might take football, so I made it a little harder.
Yeah.
Like,
didn't fall for the trap. Good thinking, Chew.
The banana in the tailpipe. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You know, we've enjoyed having Professional Construction Inc. help us with our home projects. As you might know, my husband and I can't handle the big stuff at our house. And in fact, right now, we are converting a door that was in our kids' bathroom. That's right, a door. It went out to a balcony, so not safe, to a window. And PCI is handling that for us at our house. They're also looking for skilled carpenters who really care about their craft and want to be a part of a team. So if you or someone you know work hard and take pride in what they build, have them apply today at ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. That's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. Click on the Careers tab to apply.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues next on 94.5 ESPN.
Here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and we are calling all gamers, jackpot chasers, and Monopoly lovers to get to relive. Well, you will be relieved, but you should relive your childhood playing Monopoly at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And this time, guys, it's none of that paper cash. It's real cash. You can go play Monopoly at Pottawatomie, and don't miss your chance to be one of the first to jump in on the Monopoly Big Board Bucks that's here. And the only thing missing is you. Go to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and cash in. Apparently, there's been some development, gang, in the whole referee, replacement referee situation in the NFL. A report yesterday by ESPN on the ESPN.com said that the NFL has distributed crew assignments to referees this week, indications that this is showing progress. They're showing progress towards a new deal on the collective bargaining agreement with the Referees Association and the NFL. The good news here, guys, is when they were handing out those crew assignments, none of them were to the replacement crews. They were all to the official crews. So that leads people to believe that maybe, just maybe, a deal will get done before the current CBA expires on May 31st. And Chew, again, people continue to react to this idea of replacement referees and how catastrophic it can be for the league when you hear that they are now handing out assignments. And as you know, you've got mini camps coming up, you got these summer activities coming up. A lot of them like to have referees on site in order to, you know, just keep the peace, if you will, and also get the guys ready to play again in these type of regulated environments. Do you feel like this deal is going to get done? Do you feel like the replacement referee thing is not going to happen?
Yeah, I think it gets done. I think they were only 4 percentage points apart. Like I think the refs wanted 10, the NFL was offering 6, so meet at 8, you know. And I think they realize how important these referees are. I mean, look, the NFL is making gobs of money. And these refs have a tough job. They do, and I just don't think it was as bleak as they thought. I think the NFL was just digging their heels in. So my guess is it gets done, because I think these referees, like teams having OTAs, they kind of ramp up and get back to work and do what they do, you know, the closer the season gets. So that's good news.
Because there's always, not rule changes, but rules that they're emphasizing, that they want to get these guys in mini camps and training camps and all those sorts of things. And again, I always come back to it. If you go to replacement officials, you're not getting the best of officials from college, because they're staying where they're at, because they're smart enough to know that eventually a deal is going to be struck and they don't want to miss out on their college assignments in the big time games that they may be officiating early in the college season and then get out of the rotation because they decided to go ref a couple of NFL games. You're getting guys from the D3 level. Right? Like that's the type of officials that you're going to be getting. And as we saw, that can have disastrous effects. You don't need officials determining games.
My question will be, because wasn't there going to be a system in place to help out these replacement refs when it comes to replay and things like that? I wonder if that goes away or if that stays in place.
I mean, it should stay.
It would go away if they get this deal done. If they don't even implement it, because the way the rule and the way it was passed, it was in the case that emerged, that officials are being replaced, that they want to help out those crews, that would go away. Now, I think it would have a better chance of staying if we actually played a couple of games with it, even just preseason games. But if you don't even get to that point, then it's not refs, going to happen.
These refs don't want it.
No.
Because it's embarrassing. You know, it's embarrassing if you miss a bad call or if you miss two in a game.
And I wonder if that will be tucked into the negotiations, to be honest with you, Chu, because it was at the annual meetings that the owners passed those rule changes that would give the league authority to help officiate games via video feeds if replacement officials were used. I can't help but think that the actual referees, those who have been negotiating with the NFL, would not want Big Brother looking over their shoulder as they're making their calls, even though it would likely ensure greater accuracy.
And look, one of the things I thought the officials were wrong for pushing back on, just from a perception level, they were pushing back on more harsh grading, I guess, for lack of a better term, that they didn't like some of the things.
Now,
the
NFL should sympathize with that because they're the ones that didn't want the report cards out there when people were grading the NFL franchises.
Yeah.
So if you want more money, with more money comes great more responsibility for these officials. So I think them, you know, being held to a higher standard would be a good thing.
See, now, if we were smart,
we're not.
Negotiate our next deal together and then start off by saying, all right, we want to be able to say whatever we want on the radio. And this would benefit Jen greatly. Just anything. Anything. And then peel it back from there. Right, Gabe?
But what? Because you wouldn't benefit from that either? I love how you're quick to throw Jen under the bus, but kind of conveniently left yourself out.
I got to be honest. I mostly say what I want on the radio.
You did censor yourself earlier this week. Josh was proud of you.
Yep.
There's a lot of gaps because they'd go Jen, gap.
Yeah.
Me, small gap, Josh, large gap, Gabe.
Fair enough.
And that's because of your mother. Your mother listens every day and I hear Gabriel, I didn't like what you said on the radio. God, if my mother listened.
Again, my mother can't really criticize. If I were to swear on the radio, again, I go back to last year on opening day, the Brewers were struggling. We're at the game. I did not even witness this. My friend had to text me because I was off like getting beers or something, and the Brewers just just struggling pitching. They lost 10-0. And my mom is sitting there, and my buddy texts me, dude, you wouldn't believe what your mom just said. What'd she say? She's sitting here. Come on, just throw a bleeping strike. So if I were to curse on the radio, I feel like there'd be some hypocrisy going on, Chu.
Yeah, you consider cursing would be funky butt loving.
Wait, did she say bleeping?
No.
Wait, so what's? I thought the whole point was that she has a high standard where she never curses.
No, that's what I was saying, that she doesn't have that high standard. I was telling Chewy that does not exist.
Got it, yeah.
I was using that as an example of...
Where's it come from, your dad?
I've definitely heard my mom swear more than my dad.
Wait a minute, Gabe swears. He just doesn't swear on the radio.
Yeah, I'm a professional, Chew.
Really? I mean, you think your dad would swear getting electrocuted every now and then? Son of a buck!
Well, is he a good electrician or a bad electrician? Good grief, Chew.
It happens. Hey, sometimes you drop a ball, Jen. You know?
Yeah, Chewy was a professional ball catcher.
You don't catch them all.
It does feel like the stakes are slightly higher in the electrician field.
I don't know. You got that safety coming flying down on you. You're going to be getting there about the same time as the football.
Yeah.
Jeez. If you're buying or building a new home, Great Midwest Bank will help guide you every step of the way, just like they have guided us every step of the way in our big life decisions. We have our mortgage with Great Midwest Bank. They give us a call when rates change. Ask if we want to refinance. They would give you guys that exact same level of personal care. Why? Because we got local loan officers. From start to finish, you can bank with confidence at Great Midwest Bank, your simply local equal housing lender. See all of their customizable products at greatmidwestbank.com.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
If you have been to a number of great events in the Milwaukee area, probably didn't even know Events by Design was involved. Have you been to the Milwaukee Art Museum Gala? Maybe the NeuroTool Expo. Maybe you stopped by the Milwaukee Night Market, saw some posts on social media from Thanalysis Live earlier this year. Events by Design helped provide great experiences at all those events. So if you're looking to throw some sort of party, maybe a holiday gathering, maybe something this summer celebrating your company, Events by Design is who you need to reach out to. For over 25 years, Events by Design has helped organizations create seamless, unforgettable events that leave a lasting impression. What sets Events by Design apart is simple. They bring fresh ideas, careful planning, and expert execution to every event they touch. Start designing your next event today. Search online Events by Design. They design, you party.
Let's take a look at the polls today. Will the thrill? What do we got?
Question, do people still wear jock straps? We got 11% saying yes. 88.9% say no.
Who's out there wearing jock straps? That's what I want to
know. Maybe some people just miss the game. Like they're like, I'm just going to wear a jock strap to work today. Cup. Just want to feel what it feels like to be on the field again. I could see Chewy doing that.
No, you know it was a real bad look? You guys are probably too young. Was the shorts over the sweats?
Okay. Brought back by 11 in Stranger Things, the final season. Was it the final season?
Yeah.
At the
bad
beginning?
Bad look. Whoever thought of that was... Mm.
Okay.
You probably thought you looked real cool, though.
I did. I did.
I do think that the 11% is probably people who are like, you know what, just in case. You got to have this thing on, you know, because...
Like doing yard work or something?
You never know, right?
In case something hops up.
Step on a rake.
Mowing the lawn, a stick will shoot out of the lawnmower.
If you're on the...
Got to protect yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That happens in bench warmers, doesn't it, Chewy?
Why are you asking me? It's a kid's movie.
I thought that was your favorite movie.
Well, it is.
What the hell is wrong with you? Jeez.
I don't know.
Why are you asking me? It's a kid's movie. Isn't it your favorite movie? Yes. That, and I feel like, do you quote Bad News Bears as well?
Great movie.
Yeah, see, up that's into a the kid's movie point. Too.
Yeah. Walter Matthau, unbelievable. So good.
Yeah, he's a good. That's a good sports movie. We don't need to really get into good. The best sports movies.
Are you guys doing anything for the Derby?
No.
No?
I would
Andy's
like to.
A huge,
I will.
Andy's a huge Derby.
I'm not sure. I'm not, you know quite, she consults I'm not quite sure with? What time I get into Florida on Saturday.
She would consult with Craig, because Craig is real good at betting horses. We can ask him. Tomorrow?
Craig knows the ponies?
Craig knows the ponies.
Huh.
I didn't even know that Gabe was going to Florida.
I'm
going
to be gone all next week.
I didn't even know that.
Come on down, buddy.
Where are you going in Florida?
Port St. Lucie.
You go to golf?
Ooh. 36 a day.
Holy moly.
Really? Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Get your icy hot ready.
It's kind of hot.
You going to wear a cup on the course?
Wasn't planning on it.
But now you might. Will, Dee, and Tash is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.